I got a great gig. I do love coming in here and talking about stuff like cow pie bingo. I look forward to this each and every year. Casey Feuder and Amy joining me from Make-A-Wish, North Dakota. Ladies, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for stopping in. Appreciate it.
Yes.
Well, what do we want to start with first? Do we want to start with the blood drive, or do we want to start with the cow pie bingo?
Let's start with cow pie.
Okay. All right.
So, for you those of you that don't know, Make-A-Wish is hosting our another year of
third year.
Yes, Wish Upon a Pie Cow Pie Bingo. It's going to take place Friday, June 12th at Tyler at the Crossing. So, I guess where do we even start with
I don't know. That the description is what I really like. The cow comes out, you got a big bingo thing set up, right?
Right.
Yep, so, a big bingo square in the middle of the Texas Crossing parking lot.
Right.
It's all mapped out 100 squares.
Yes. So right before the event, we draw names. So we sell 100 tickets, and we do two rounds. So there will be two winners who win $5,000 each.
Wow.
Yeah. So they don't split it. They don't. There's only one winner. Mm-hmm. And we always have like a Make-A-Wish kid, family, that we try to get one of those to be the judge. So you're never going to argue with the judge, wherever the judge decides. So the cow comes out. The first cow comes out at 6 o'clock. So wherever the cow decides to do
land its pie.
Yeah, do its thing. Yeah.
Yeah, correct. That will be the winner. We will have maps out so people will see. They can, you know, see on the map where their square is once they get there. And so we're going to do two rounds. So after, say that first cow comes in and after a half hour, no business has been done.
Yeah.
So then wherever its front right hoof is, that will be the winner. So we have a half hour. So we start the clock. You have a half hour time frame.
So there's a constipation default.
Yeah.
Yes. Last year we had that. Last year.
All right.
And last year we did an hour, and that was just, it gets to be a long time. I mean.
Well, and for people that put their money down on this, I mean, how much fun is that watching them get all wound up? And
right.
It's like, okay, this is going to be
right.
Good.
Yeah.
And you can't haggle the cow.
Right.
No.
There's
no bribing the cow.
No. You just let nature take its course, yeah,
right.
So to speak, which is what I love about this. Who thought of this? Okay, where did this idea come from?
Well, years ago we talked about it. We had seen it years ago somewhere.
Yes.
And then we just thought, oh, that would be a good fundraiser. And then it's like, okay, really? Where are we going to find cows? Where are we going to find a place to do it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And right. Then we just... I don't know, 3 years ago, we just decided, let's see if we can figure this out. And so we found some, you know, local people in the area that are so willing to donate their cows to come. And so this year we have Trixie and Natasha.
Okay.
The cows coming. So.
All right.
So, yeah.
Well, let's hope they're properly nourished, you know,
right.
Maybe the night before. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not disappointed.
First year, the cows went right away. They must have been stage
okay.
Fright nervous.
Yeah.
Like, they just got out and just, they went.
And you have great response to this. I mean, you got a lot of people showing up for this.
We do. And just so you know, so just this morning, we got all our tickets back that people were selling, and we have, I believe, 13 tickets left. So, again, they're $100, only one winner, and we do two rounds. So... You know, $5,000. What a great...
That's a good take home. That really is.
And if you don't want to do $100 a ticket, you know, go with a couple friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, four people and $25 each, and you win. What a heck of a good party you could have with your friends.
No doubt. No doubt about that.
So, yeah. And also, during that time, we're going to have other fun games. We're going to have, like, a pie walk. So we're looking for donations of pies or baked goods. So if anybody out there is listening and would love to just donate your baking talents,
your homemade
to
baked
us,
goods, yeah.
Yeah, pies, anything. Just let any volunteer know, and we'd be, you know, that Friday the 12th, we'd be greatly appreciated to pick something up from you or whatever.
All right. Can they call you at Scott's, too,
if
there's somebody
can call
listening?
Scott's Electric. Amy's at Bell.
Okay.
We have other volunteers in the community. Just find us, and we will find you.
And this all goes to Make-A-Wish,
yes.
Too. So it's having a lot of fun for definitely for a great cause.
Correct.
It's a very family-friendly event. So make sure you bring your kids out. Like, Casey said there's music, there's a pie walk, we have silent auction items usually. The Texas Crossing will have some food out there, the taco in a bag, fresh fruit in a cookie for $10, and $4 of that will go to Make-A-Wish.
Okay, and that is Friday, June 12th. Okay,
yes.
going on in Tyler.
Yes.
So folks, get that on your calendar. We're going to have you in one more time.
Okay,
to talk about that. Tell me a little bit, switching gears, tell me a little bit about the blood drive coming up.
Yes, so also we have a blood drive at Scott's Electric on Tuesday, May 26th from 9 to 12:30, and the bus will be in our parking lot. And I think, I looked this morning, I believe there's like 5 or 6 spots left, so let's
get that filled up. Good.
We'd love to fill that up for them. They kind of give us a number of what they're shooting for, so we would love to get that filled. So you can either go online, call Scott's Electric, 642-9244, or, like I said, go online or get a hold of me or whatever.
Right.
Whatever.
Yep. Right. Good stuff. Yeah. From cow pies to blood drives. That's that's really crossing a lot of spectrums. I love it. Thank you two very much for stopping in here. And again, we'll get you both back in and we'll talk more about this before these events come up, okay?
Perfect.
Yes, thank you.
All right. Casey and Amy, thank you so much. 945, Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW, good morning.
Are you one of them girls that peels off the Bud Light lid?